Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus, fuas, ava shlomit, bas Ilana Esther, malka Rachel, bas Sara Yehudis, soch shachol Yisrael, Ephraim ben Rus, and Yigal Meir ben Gloria, soch shachol Yisrael. I saw a video of a certain man who was openly homosexual, and he was given the forum to speak in a certain shul in New York City, and he said that they don't let me be shliach tzibur in certain shuls. They don't let me be chazen. And the rabbi of this particular shul sat there. He was infuriated. He said, "How can that be? They don't let you be shliach tzibur. It's terrible." So he's openly homosexual. He's very, very upset that they're not letting him be shliach tzibur. And this rabbi stands behind him. He says, "You're right." And there was a whole group there of people listening to this talk. So I thought it would be worthwhile to see. I mean, this is very common today. Homosexuality is always in the news. And what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Is there an Isser? Is this an Haggah? Is there maybe one we should encourage them because it'll be Makar of them? Well, what's the din? So in Siman and Gimel, Sif Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shliach Tzibur Tzarech Shiyah Hagun. He has to be a proper Jew, a Chazan. Vezu Hagun Shiyah Rekan Me'averos. He has to be empty of sin. He doesn't have a bad name even from his youth. He's empty of sin. And there's no bad name even in his youth. And he's an anav, he's humble. He's merutz elam, people want him to be shliach tzibur. V'yesh lo ni'ima, kolo arev, he has a nice voice. V'ragi likros b'tarnavim uksuvim, and he learns Tanakh. Adkan, that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm not sure that an open homosexual is under the category of shiarekan me'averos, that he's empty of sin. This is stunning for me that a rabbi should be so emphatic and so infuriated that they're not letting somebody who's openly homosexual to be shliach tzibur. I think it's an open simon in Shulchan Aruch. Looked around a little bit, I found a sefer called Vayan Avram. Vayan Avram was written by Rabbi Avram Meir Israel. Aleph Yud Zayin Resh Aleph Ayin Lamed. He was a Holocaust survivor. He was born in 1913 and he was nifter in 1995. He was a Rav in Honiad. And then afterwards, he was in Vienna after the war. He went through the Gehenna of the war. He spent time in Auschwitz. Then he went to Vienna. In Vienna, He was the Rav for the survivors in Vienna. In 1948, he received a visa, came to the United States, and settled in Brooklyn, Borough Park. And in his Akdam to a Sefer, he writes an autobiography about his life, his family. Always very important to read about these people. He was married to a lady named Esther Bela. They had two children, Henya Pesel, Azriel Yaakov, and they were killed in the 18th of Sivan, in the year 1944, together with his wife, Nebuch, three of them. And after the war, he was remarried. He had other siblings, other children, and he's actually buried in Long Island. Beis Achaim, Beis Moshe, Chalkas Krasna. If you're ever there, you can go to his kever and What's fascinating is that he has a brother, according to Wikipedia anyway, named Zev Wolf, who was killed in the Independence War on the 26th of Kislev, Tavshin Tes. So he has a sefer, as I mentioned, Vayan Avram. And in the sefer Vayan Avram, he writes about this very Shaila having a homosexual chazan. And he calls the tshuva, this is very offensive to people who are possibly more progressive. So a trigger alert. I'm going to translate the whole thing, but talking about people who engage in sexual acts with other males, God forbid, God save us. And then he writes in parentheses, Geiz balaz, gimel ayin, yud samach. Yishari litzofim leminyan asara, or likroisam likriyas ha-toyra. Is it mutter to be mitzarif them, to join them in a minyan of 10 people? Can they count for a minyan? Or can we call them for Kriya Sator? Can we give them an aliyah? Obviously, we're talking about people here who are openly living in such a way. Otherwise, how would we know, right? Advar she'nishalti zekama בעניין הנשים האחרותים בנפשוסים וטוב אז מישהו זוכר רחמנו לצלן שהפובנוסינו הרבי מסרבו בזמננו. There's a lot of it going around. A lot of this mishkav zocher stuff. וגם בו שלא יבושו גם היקולים לא ידעו, as it says in Jeremiah in the 6th chapter in the 15th verse. They're not embarrassed. They're doing an aver and they're not embarrassed. שיוצים בכנופיה. They go together in groups. להסהולל בראש כל חוצוס. To march, to party in public view. Ulahafkin befarhesian, to demonstrate publicly as chuyoseim, he writes that in parentheses, and to publicly demonstrate for their rights, b'chai hatzibur, in the life of the community. Ulagodel hacherpo kama meapkidim hagvoin mirashi ayaros, hamedina oimdim limina. And to our great embarrassment, dismay, shame, many big politicians are standing by their side and waging war on their behalf to give them important tasks. We almost, the President of the United States was almost such a person. And some of them were also chosen to be in the Senate, in the Congress. So one of these politicians was accused of engaging in this act with an intern of his who was a 17-year-old boy. And from the Congress or Senate, whichever one, he announced in front of his friends, in front of his fellow politicians, that it's his own personal matter and it has nothing to do with his job. Quoting another pasuk from Jeremiah 51:51. People who are involved in this toeva are going Beis Hashem. They go to shul and they're bringing them into the shul. And it's fulfilled in us what it says in the verse in the Gemara in the Mishnah Sota Daf Samem Tesamid Beis, that the house of meeting is a house of impurity, and they count them as a minion. And they give them an aliyah. So I was asked if you're allowed to count them for a minyan, if you're allowed to call them up to the Torah. So already from the title of this siman, Again, this is Siman Vav in the Vayan Avram. You can already tell where he's going with this one. Yinei Kaimelam b'Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Siman Nun Hei Sif Yud Aleph Avayin Shavar Gzeres Hatzibur Al Shavar Aveiri Im Lo Nidon Nisman Al Minyan Asar. Im Lo Nidon Nimna Al Minyan Asar. If you have a sinner who was over on the Gzera of the community, or he was over on Aveira, if they didn't excommunicate him, he can count for a minyan. When we say for a manig, Darshina Bagamara, Mikra Da'achan, Chati Yisrael, Vazu was Brisi, Da'afisha Chati Yisrael, we just say, he's still a Jew. Even though he sinned, he's still a Jew. And the Prima Gadim says that a Machal Shabbos or an apostate Jew, you're not allowed to be Mitzari from the Choldovish of the Kedusha. Like we see in Mesechus Chulin, Da'af Ham and Beis, Machal Shabbos, Havikim Mumr Lechola Torah Kula. Machal Shabbos is like somebody who doesn't keep the entire Torah. So we pask in the Halach and the Rambam. Halachas Shabbos, Parag Lamed, Halachat Tezvav, Shulchan Aruch, Yerodea, Sim Beis, Siv Hei, Eben Ezer, Kuf Chav Gimel, Siv Beis. Vayin B'tshuvas Chassan, Sofer, and Simen Chav Ches, the Machal Shabbos, before Hesia, Ein Letzarfo, Leminyan Asara. So we know in the Chabad houses, if they wouldn't be Mitzarif, Machal Shabbos, so they wouldn't think they'd ever have a minyan in a lot of these places. So I think they're makel in that. I'll call me the Tinok Shenishbas. But then the Chasam Sofer, he says, they're not counted for a minyan. Certainly you shouldn't call them up for an aliyah. Chayin b'tshuvah zichron Yehosef, masha kosef b'zeh, vayin tshuvah sarugis ha-bosem, lenin mishalach b'yom edem le-beis tifla shalahem, v'amachan b'gili rosh, about a person who went on their holiday, maybe it was Christmas, he went to the church, and he stood there without his head covered. And he says, until he is makabel tshuva, he doesn't count for a minyan. So that's talking about people who did the Avera once or a few times. But somebody who's shakua b'cheto b'tumaso, somebody who's immersed in this Avera, harayu kemenude, he is like an excommunicated person, like the poskim say. V'yon tshuva sadoni avizikni chacham tzvi b'simen lamedches, somebody's married to a goya, the asir letzarfa la'asari doesn't count for a minyan. Rav ki dekaimlan demutu l'spalim avrayanim, yet we daven with the sinners, but that's only when they sin from time to time. But somebody who's porek, oh, chas v'shalom. Chaygavna afil b'mitzvah kalik shover ala b'tadirus. Mikol sheken, so even a mitzvah kala, certainly this. If the mitzvah chamura says the chacham tzayin, avera chamura, be married to a non-Jew, somebody told me that. His father used to be a professor at university, and there was another professor there who was a Kohen, and he used to come to daven with the Orthodox minyan. And he was married to a Grusha, and he knew they didn't give him Kohen, they didn't give him Kibbudim, but he wanted to daven, but he also wanted to be married to the Grusha, so he did both. And in the Sefer Zichron Yehuda, he says, you're not allowed to call such a person to the Torah. And the Tshuvas Shelas Yaivitz, a person is married to a Nachris. Someone who's over an Avera from which a person's chayv to be excommunicated, for even the Beis Din didn't excommunicate him, he's still considered excommunicated, that you don't call him up to the Torah, you don't count him for a minyan. So the Menchas Yitzchak, or Yitzchak Weiss, he was the head of the Yedek HaRedis, first in Manchester, and then afterwards here in Eretz Yisrael. Chelekim Osim and Samachay, he says that even though a lot of people are makel about Mechalei Shabbos, they're like, you know, Shanishbu, because there's so many of them, but not married to a Goya. Married to a Goya is going too far. That you don't count them. V'hine, so says Rabbi Israel, V'bali to'eva zushal mishkav zachar achmano letzlan, shubiskila, this is skila. Like we see, it says, D'meyam ba, Mesecha Sanhedrin, and Dalet Amar Aleph. We also pass like that, La Halacha, Rambam, Misurei Bia, 11:14, Sanhedrin, 15:10. Ashara, Lanish, Shochev, Lanishkav, the passive one, the active one, they're both forewarned. Bivadei Shadinam Kimenudim, Mashkosev Harama, like the Rama writes in Choshen Mishpat, Reishim and Tavchafei, person's Chayiv Mises Beisdin, Bizmanazeh, we can't give them lashes, but you give your manad to them. You excommunicate them, you separate them from the community. And Rabbi Israel says same thing with Mechalei Shabbos, Bizmanazeh, they have a din to Beskila. So you have to be Mavdilim in Kahal Yisrael. So So again, for them, you can maybe be malamit zchus, their tinokos shenishbu. So echiale ala das l'tzarfim la'asar l'losim l'torah. The Torah calls it a toeva. Gemara says, toa ataba. You're making a big mistake, like the Ran says in the Gemara in Nidar and Aleph. You make a mistake. He leaves a woman, he goes to a man. What's he doing? Upsik de zutra sa'isa, she is... Shetiva kosev yosem and a chamora, shachamor no bela al chamora. Vizetiv darga yosem and a chamora. Even a chamora only goes with it, with a male chamora, with a female chamora. This guy is doing worse, says the psikta. In Torah Toevu, yosem agunami Torah Tame. Toev is worse than Tame. The behemoth v'chayis, that only calls them Tame. This avon, the Torah calls it toeva. It's a shigutz, it's a zoama. The Rambam writes in the Moira in Chayla Gimel, Perak Memtes, Ki inim mishkav zachar, nemasu b'yoyser, she'osim mechutz l'teva. Other arayas we understand in Eish HaSish. Can't understand in Eish HaSish. Of course he can understand. He's attracted to this woman. He doesn't have veru with her. That's nature. Of course we're commanded to control our nature, to overcome our nature. For Shteitzach, of course. But it's understandable, a man with a woman. But a man with a man, the Rambam says, it's chutz min lateva. Today people would argue, no, that's their nature. That's the Mar Nevuchim. V'hinei ba'alei tovev zu meshukaim, v'shikut zeh kol yimei chayem, v'li shum busha v'cher b'vehem etuav m'ruchakim, gam mitzad ha'goyim ha'ne'orim ba'alei da'as shebesviv ha'senu. It's back then. U'bevah shem mitzad ha'din hema kemuchramim u'menudim v'yesh l'archikim en ha'kol v'efzor l'tzarfim l'asar l'osam l'tor k'dim menudim l'shamayim. Pashit kiyosim bnei atzirim shenitfasu v'nichshu b'mevel zu mechabsim ezer lecherpasim limtzo mazur letachluei nafshem in rachkam klal v'ad rebi shesnagbi b'smol doich b'mim mekarev v'nashe yirachim b'shem leim furse guf ha'nef shem yotze cherpasamo v'ilam yitoim bina lehetiv darkeim ha'aleim v'yikuim b'ani nevu ha'sana v'yitachat bosh lechem mishne v'klim yaron u'chelkan. So he says that v'anir alani ustayti kasafti ha'katan avram ha'yitzral of bezin kilas honiyah. He says, this is talking about people who are actively are proud of it and are living that way. But a person who wants to do tshuva and he's trying to overcome, we should be makar of such people. But people who openly proclaim themselves to be part of that community and live in that way, he says, you have to be merachik such people. So somebody could argue that, all right, don't be merachik them, don't let them come to shul, hopefully. They'll do other mitzvahs, hopefully they'll, even though they do this avera, but there are other averas they won't do. If you're merachik them, they'll do all the averas. So that one can discuss and argue, but as far as being a shliach tzibur, that such a person is going in front of God to represent the community, that's what Hashem wants. To see coming in front of Him, that's a representative. You want somebody who the king is happy with, not somebody who the king is unhappy with. He's representing the community. So where is this righteous indignation? How they're not letting an open homosexual be a shliach tzibur? You know, if he would do it privately and not talk about it, I understand. He's not making anything of it. You don't know for sure. But a person who's openly that way, that he should be the representative of the community. Is he merutze lekal? Do people want him? Everybody in shul wants this person to be shliach tzibur. Hard for me to believe. And even if he is, but still he has to be Beis or Reikon. Reikon and Averis. I'm saying this is an open sin, so I just wanted to clarify this. Nekuda, if somebody has other halachic sources that would find a head there, and then other Rabbim like to hear. But in the meantime, very, very, very shver, this whole mahalach of allowing such people to be balad, to be shlich et tzibur, and giving them aliyahs, etc., particularly a shlich tzibur. So, siyata d'shmaya, we should be zocha that Gans Klal Yisrael should be chozer b'tshuva shleima. Lev yodei amaras nafsho. It's easy to talk about people who have netiyas that we don't have and say, oh, it's terrible what they're doing, but we all have our own yetzaharas and our own averas, so we have to be mischazek and get closer to Hashem, the Tshuva Shleima, and Amit Hashem, and that's chus, we'll see the Geula Shleima. Gilu Kvod Malchus Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.